Proclamation number 6377 of 14th of October, 1955. Conditions for receiving the truth. You are mentally introduced to truth, but only ever if you fulfill the conditions in order to be able to be taught in a spiritual way. You can certainly accept knowledge from people, but you will only be able to examine and assess its truth when the Spirit is active in you, when it can reveal the pure truth to you itself. Therefore, by fulfilling conditions you must prepare yourselves such that you are able to hear the voice of the Spirit within you, that you are able to order your thoughts correctly and make a right judgment. This would certainly be possible for every person, and therefore every person could stand in truth, yet most lack the will to subject themselves to the conditions, for it is required the convinced acknowledgement of God. Thus a living faith. And from this it follows that love must also be kindled in the human being, because only this will result in a living faith. Furthermore, the human being must desire the truth, for he can only ever be considered according to his desire, because all compulsion of will on God's part is eliminated, but the imparting of truth would always be faith-determining, thus the freedom of will would be limited. Moreover, only a person who desires truth fulfills the further requirements of asking the giver of truth and then also listening within himself. For only the truth-hungry human being occupies himself in thought with those questions which can now be answered for him by the Spirit. These are indeed quite natural processes which actually did not need to be mentioned, because every success in thinking is always preceded by searching and questioning. But all conditions must be fulfilled if the success is to be right, i.e., correspond to the truth. Thinking and searching alone does not guarantee certain truth if faith in God and love there are missing. Because the earth is a dark area, because the battle between light and darkness constantly rages in this area, and because the darkness consists of people's thinking being confused, that the light of truth does not penetrate as long as love is not kindled in people's hearts. A person without love can neither receive nor recognize truth. As a being without knowledge, the human being has to turn to the light from eternity so that it will send him a ray. Therefore he must also believe in a God as the original source of light, as the origin of this knowledge, as truth in himself. And the human being must now approach this God for the transmission of truth. Then God will also express himself to him through his Spirit, which will now guide him into all truth, as he has promised. All of you humans can approach him for this, and you would all be considered by him. All of your thoughts would be correctly directed, and a bright light would shine over the earth. But who of you humans believes this and establishes the connection with God through love and faith that he can receive the truth directly from him? Who of you humans fulfills the conditions which truly do not demand anything impossible from you? Only a few desire the truth and listen within themselves to what the Spirit from God proclaims to them. And only a few therefore stand in the light and can now carry the light further, so that their fellow human beings can also kindle a little light from it which shines into the darkness of the night. This is why error and lies will always dominate people. This is why truth will only rarely be found amongst people. This is why the battle between light and darkness is constantly being waged. Yet a light will also constantly shine into the darkness, which will also be victorious in the end, which will completely displace the darkness when the end has come. When a new day dawns, which will shine brightly, revealing the truth. Amen.